Ladies and gentlemen, from time to time, it's our pleasure to bring to the 4MK microphone a well-known identity. And with us in the studio tonight, we have someone who, as well as being well-known, is also famous. It's the author of Cattleman, Mr. R.S. Skip Porteous. But now, Mr. Porteous, as Cattleman is shortly to begin on 4MK as a serial, perhaps you'd like to tell us a few facts that led up to your success with this novel, Cattleman. Firstly, how did you come to take up writing?
Purely by accident. We did an odd censorship in the First War when I was at sea. I wrote something in the form of a letter to my wife, but I put it into fictional form and sent it to her to let her know what the life was like. She sent it to a magazine, and surprisingly, the magazine published it and sent her a check for it. So that started me.
Well, that must be one of the most unusual beginnings to any writing career ever.
I would think so.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, the idea for Cattleman, did you have any particular story or any particular characters in mind when you came to dream up Cattleman?
Well, that's rather a touchy subject, but I did have a lot of characters in mind, because you've got to bear in mind that so many of our early settlers started struggling in the hard way, and the easiest way to acquire a herd of cattle was to pinch them from the big station owner next door. And a lot of families founded their fortunes in that way.
Mm. Well, you seem to be quite proud of Australia's early years. Do you like writing about Australia and Australians?
Oh, yes, because I know Australia and Australians, and I think it's a good policy to only write about the people you really know.
Mm. Cattleman, of course, is not your first novel, is it?
Oh, no. Well, Cattleman would be the seventh book that I've had published.
Mm. And in those books, you've written only about Australia?
Australia and the islands, New Guinea, Solomons, various Pacific islands.
Talking about the islands, your book, Tambay Island, is shortly to be filmed, isn't it?
Yes, towards the end of this year, they tell me.
Any idea where it's to be filmed?
No, except that we did discuss the possibility of filming it up here, and I hope they will do it, because I think it'd be quite suitable. The islands here would lend themselves to the story.
Mm. And any offers for the filming of Cattleman as yet?
No, nothing yet, but I have had an offer for the film rights of Brigalow.
Mm.
I'll be closing that this week, I hope.
Mm. Well, we wish you every success in that. Cattleman was your first big success as a novel?
Not really. My first novel was a sea novel of the war. It won the Sydney Morning Herald Prize for the best novel of the war.
I see. What year was that, Mr. Porteous?
Towards the end of the war, I couldn't say exactly what year it was published.
Mm. So you've been a pretty successful novelist as far as Australia goes for some years now.
Oh, I should say moderately successful.
Well, now, Cattleman, of course, is being talked about and being read not only in Australia, but overseas too. I think I heard you say earlier that it was in its second edition in England.
Yes, that's right.
Mm. Well, here in Mackay, we're talking about Cattleman because, as you know so well, 4MK is shortly to begin the radio version of Cattleman. I thought our listeners might like to hear a small preview of one of, I think, the most interesting scenes near the beginning of the show. So how about we play them a little?
Yes, I think that'd be a very good idea.
Well, there you were listening to just one of the dramatic highlights from this radio adaptation of the novel by Mr. R.S. Porteous, Cattleman, which is shortly to be heard from 4MK, and we'll be announcing the starting date and your sponsors of this program within the next few days. Well, now, Mr. Porteous, what about your plans for the future?
I'll keep on writing.
Mm-hmm. You're working on a book at the moment?
Yes, I'm working on the third of the Tambay series now.
The third of the Tambay series. Tambay Island was the first. What was the second?
Tambay Treasure.
Mm-hmm. Have you a name for the third one?
No, I'm afraid I haven't got that far yet. I usually wait till I've got the book written before I think of a name.
How long does it take you to write a book?
Well, that depends on how hard I work. Usually about 6 months, I would say.
6 months? Did it take you that long to write Cattleman?
Yes, I think it took a little more.
So that the popularity that Cattleman's enjoying at the moment would be well earned.
Yes.
I see. Well, that's been very interesting to hear from you, Mr. Porteous, and we wish you, in your next book and your film plans, and as well the radio version of Cattleman, lots of success in the future. Thanks for coming along to 4MK and giving us a few moments of your very valuable time.
Thank you.